In a press statement, the Summit County Attorney's Office said that in January of 2013, Riedelsberger accosted his wife at gunpoint inside a home in the Thames Canyon area. He interrogated her, threatened to make her watch him kill himself, forced her to disrobe, and sexually assaulted her in an indoor hot tub. The defendant went to a 3-day jury trial this March, and he was convicted of aggravated kidnapping, a first-degree felony, plus lesser-included offenses of object rape, forcible sodomy, and 2 counts of forcible sexual abuse. The judge gave sentences of 5 years to life each for the rape and sodomy charges and 1 to 15 years each for the sexual abuse convictions. The judge agreed that the 4 sentences on the sexual convictions would run concurrently, but they would run consecutively, that is, following the 15-to-life kidnapping sentence. On Monday, Judge Todd Shaughnessy heard victim statements from the defendant's wife, his 2 daughters, and a son-in-law, which included testimony about the specific incident and also family life in their home, as they asked for a maximum sentence. Deputy District Attorney Matthew Bates seconded that.
I think the court, through these Kathy and her kids, has heard what a terrifying event this was the day it happened, but how, you know, the Riedelsberger home sounds like it wasn't always the happiest of places, and Donald has really put the nail on that coffin and just completely destroyed this family. I expect that they will be dealing with this, the repercussions of what he did, for years to come, through counseling and having to deal with their own personal relationships.
However, defense counsel David Shapiro also asked the judge to just look at the specific incident, not the statements about the family's past history.
The information that I see here is obviously a family that has been damaged and obviously a situation that was difficult. But this court obviously can't punish Mr. Riedelsberger for other things that have happened previously, for allegations of misconduct, not being a good father, being an alcoholic, those sorts of things.
He also noted that while the initial report had said Riedelsberger had wielded a Beretta-style handgun, the weapon turned out to be a BB gun. In his sentencing, Judge Shaughnessy said that mitigating factors in the defendant's favor included his age and his lack of a violent criminal history. But the judge said the aggravating factors were more severe. The judge said he did not believe the defendant was really distraught and suicidal during the incident, as he claimed.
My conclusion is, Mr. Riedelsberger, that this is not a product of you being distraught and upset about losing your wife. This appeared to me to be, based on the evidence that was presented, essentially a situation that you engineered and that you designed. I don't think that you had any serious intent to commit suicide. I think that you set this circumstance up in order to get Kathy to come to the house, and I believe with the intent of causing her some form of harm. I understand you disagree with that, but I did not see a real, legitimate threat of having committed suicide, because frankly, if you were going to do that, you would have been dead by the time she got there.
Although Riedelsberger interjected that he had apologized in his statement to the court, the judge blasted the defendant's attitude.
Frankly, a staggering lack of remorse on your part, and a phenomenal inability to accept responsibility for what it is that you've done. Even today, following the jury's verdict, following everything that you've been through in this case, you continue to blame everybody. You blame your wife. You blame your kids. You blame everybody other than yourself, and I consider that very significant for my purposes today. You started out apologizing. It took you about 5 seconds, and then you spent the rest of the time that you spoke with me blaming everybody. And Mr. Riedelsberger, that doesn't indicate to me somebody who comes to the court contrite, willing to accept the responsibility for their actions.
Third District Court Judge Todd Shaughnessy. Defense Attorney Shapiro said his client will likely file an appeal. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.